So I'm here to talk about the Cyber Resilience Act and web browsers. And here we have the beautiful ETSI slide template. I'll tell you soon what ETSI is and how this relates. But first, let's start with the Cyber Resilience Act. So this is a law, or in European terms, it's a regulation, meaning that it's a strong kind of directly applicable law that regulates products with digital elements. Well, if you have commercial software, this is something potentially relevant for you. The Cyber Resilience Act is really good. It says, finally, software has to be secure. And it does this through these requirements that are written in Annex 1. So, you know, there's a lot of pages to the law, a lot of legal text that's somehow plumbing, somehow about hooking things together, but Annex 1 is where it really comes together in terms of the requirements. So one that I really like is data minimization. The requirements are in two sections, Part 1 and Part 2. Part 1 is cybersecurity properties, what the product should be like. So this one is data minimization. Just a little clause, no big deal. Just process the data that's relevant to what you're doing. So this is like the GDPR kind of, but without all that consent stuff, without all that, you can just opt into being. Anyway, no legal interpretation here, but it's great. This is a property that we care about, because we know that if you pass too much data around that's not relevant to what you're doing, then it's a security risk. Another thing is vulnerability handling requirements. In addition to being kind of secure by design, it also has to have an update mechanism. There has to be practices for handling vulnerabilities, such as, you know, updates should be by default automatic and just coming in a timely way. So this is all tied together in the notion of having a product security regulation. So you probably saw this logo CE on all kinds of physical products. What that means is that the product meets European regulations. It's a European mark. And now with this regulation, the Cyber Resilience Act, the notion of product regulation and product conformity comes to software. So rather than being kind of bottom up, that the components that you build something out of are what demonstrate that conformance, it's instead kind of top down. The final product has to conform to the regulation, and then you can kind of filter through the dependencies, which are, you know, kind of inevitably involved in whether it meets the security properties. So for many products, there's different ways that products prove that they conform to a regulation. One is they just have some document that lists out certain pieces of information. That's what happens with what we call default products under the CRA. There's this extra class of products, important products, where either they have to kind of explain in their technical, I mean, not just explaining in certain kind of basic ways why they meet the security requirements, but either have an external certification body look and see whether things conform, or you conform to a standard, and that standard describes what it means to meet the